What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, there is one scenario in which a man can be pushed that will absolutely drive him insane to the point he is more than willing to go caveman. The woman in this scenario drove her husband to that extreme. Now, this article was published August 23rd, 2018. Crowbar-wielding man beats wife to deletion, injures daughter before calling the media to confess to the offlining. This guy had a certain message for a certain group of people, and this message was crystal damn clear. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A crowbar-wielding man bludgeoned his wife to deletion and severely injured his daughter in their Utah apartment Wednesday before calling local news stations to confess to the crime, police said. Once again, why did this man do what he did, and why was he so adamant about confessing as to why he did what he did? The answer will be revealed. Walter Branzig was arrested Wednesday after launching an attack on his wife, 50-year-old Valerie Branzig, and his 13-year-old daughter, Fox 13, Salt Lake City, reported. The 54-year-old estranged husband called Fox 13 and several other news outlets to confess to offlining his wife over a custody dispute. There you go, gentlemen. There you go. Branzig ended the call when police officers arrived at the scene to arrest him, the report stated. Branzig went to the home near the River Bend Apartments around 7:30 a.m. and allegedly began attacking his estranged wife and daughter with a crowbar. The teen was able to run out of the apartment during the assault and alerted neighbors to call 911, Deseret News reported. Valerie had been bludgeoned, it appears, with a crowbar. In addition to that, a 13-year-old was also injured with the same weapon. Unified Police spokeswoman Lieutenant Melody Gray said. Paramedics arrived at the scene to find Valerie deleted. The teen was taken to the hospital and was told to be in critical condition as of Wednesday night. Court records show Valerie had filed for temporary separation from Walter on July 31st. Well, well, well. Yeah, gentlemen, this woman, for whatever reason, there's no indicated history of abuse or anything, decided, you know what? I'm going to destroy the family. Yeah, yeah. It's far too damn easy for women to absolutely wreck and destroy marriages. I find it also ironic that the system is still trying to somehow encourage men to get back onto a plantation, to go back to the relationship plantation. Oh, you guys need to get married. You need to start taking on these women. Be more responsible men. No. Far too many men have faced exactly what this man faced. And you know what that was? The divorce court and the family court. This man's 54 years old. Come on now. At that point, you should be adult enough to sit down and work your differences out. But nope, I'm going to declare war on him via the state. And of course, as you know, gentlemen, that separation, you know what that was going to lead to, right? Possibly a restraining order, which would have been what? More leverage for her to use in court. 13-year-old kid, yeah. 4 years of possible child support, yeah. This guy, like I said, he sent a crystal clear message to the divorce court and the family court. I'm going to go out on my own terms. Mm-hmm. So he took matters into his own hands, literally. And guess what? He's not the first. He will not be the last. Why? Because more and more men, I told you, gentlemen, more and more older men, more and more men of advanced age are starting to say, you know what? Fuck it. This woman wants to do this to me? Okay, cool. She wants war. War she shall have. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, he went to where they were. So I'm going to go ahead and give that a 15. Method of execution, the casualty causing crowbar. I'm going to give that a 40. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, the kid got injured in the melee, which more than likely she tried to jump in and defend her mother. Children should not do that. But I'm going to give that a 60. For the brutality factor, I'm going to give that a 40 as well, because you know she felt every single one of those blows. And for the uniqueness factor, I'm going to give that a 20. Why? Because you really don't hear of a lot of guys going crazy with crowbars. But it happens just to a lesser degree than any other weapon, like the hot butter knife of doom. So Walter, Warpath Branzing, gets a score of 175. Here we are, gentlemen. Another case in which the blood is on the divorce court's and family court's hands. Why? Once again, I'm going to reiterate. This country, this society, has made it far, far too easy and convenient for women to destroy their family on any emotional whim. Or they have another penis that they want to ride. But yet still, it is far too easy for women to destroy the families that they helped create, all for possible profit. Because we know who in the end really wins in divorce. The divorce lawyers and the judge. They make the woman seem like she's winning, but in the end, no, they're the ones that take all the money and run. But such as being able to play on a woman's ever so unstable emotional state. But I'm going to reiterate, this guy's not the first. he won't be the last, because trust and believe, there are more older guys out there who was thinking in their mind, if I could only get away with it. And that's the only thing that's actually restraining a lot of older men. But this guy, he did what he did, and he called the media to let them know exactly why he did it. Gotta say, gentlemen, the man does have a set of titanium balls. He knew he was going down, and he made sure to let everybody know why he did it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. In my humble opinion, I think more guys who put the mask on should explain exactly why they did it. Because guess what? Men, for so long, have been trying to go about this the right way, the civil way. And guess what? The man that goes about this the civil way, the right way, what happens to him? He gets absolutely crushed by the system, trying to play nice, trying to follow the rules. But guess what? When a man explodes in anger like this, oh yeah, there will be people who say, maybe we should look at this family court system. But nah, they won't do it. As long as it can churn a profit, they won't do it. So yeah, there will be more men who explode when it comes to this scenario. And for all you wives out there, you need to understand this. And you need to understand this crystally damn clear. When you decide to declare war on your husband, called divorce. The power. You think that the system, i.e. the divorce lawyers, the police, all of that, you think that's going to protect you? You think that's going to be there in your final hour? Nah, that's going to go out. Feminism and the idea that men, no matter what happens during divorce or separation or potentially taking his child away, are going to just stand down and let you steamroll them via the system, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust me, ladies, there are a lot of husbands out here who have that thought in their mind, if only I can get away with this. And believe you me, when the man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, like this man no longer feared, they will take actions, and I do mean lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.